Welcome to the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson, where we talk about all things for the love of you. I'm your host, Marcus Johnson. The Flow Podcast is designed to discuss life topics and explore some tools to help you actively engage in your life. Sometimes we feel lost, we feel alone, we lack focus, and just feel stuck. Well, for the next several minutes, my aim is to help you understand that all of this is just part of the human experience. It's part of the flow. Flow is spelled F-L-O with no W, and it means for the love of. As an award-winning entrepreneur, musician, lawyer, partner, and most importantly, a father, I've had many experiences that have taught me invaluable lessons and tools that we all can use to achieve our highest flow. Actually, these tools help us to realize where we are, where we want to be, and a model that we can use to help us get there, and we call it Deeper. It's D-E-E-P-E-R. It's the life model within which we operate this podcast. So buckle up, get centered, and fall into the present as we begin to develop our highest flow. It's for the love of you. Well, we're getting into segment two, and this week is our second episode, and we're going, as I mentioned before, into the breakdown of Deeper. D, dream. E, engage. E, environment. P, plan. E, execute. And R, reflect. The journey of life, man, look, it's complex. Throughout it, we find ourselves assailed on all sides by forces both in and outside of our control. And learning to navigate these complexities and barriers is not easy at all, but it's manageable. You know, over the course of my own life, I found myself dizzied, you know, at the heights of good times. And at points in times, you wallow in the depths of failure and disappointment. I don't want to make that like a general statement. I have actually done that. And we have some concepts and techniques that have been invaluable in helping me reach the former and overcome the latter, all the while charging forward on the path towards excellence. And that is a goal here, excellence, not perfection. There is no such thing as perfection, but excellence. And excellence isn't a noun. It's not really even an adjective. It really is actually a verb. It's how you do something over and over and over. And if you commit to excellence, pretty soon, you're excellent. My dad always used to say, son, act the way you want to be, and soon you'll be the way you act. Even Gerber in the E-Myth with the entrepreneurial operating system talks about the idea of if you start and run your company and design it the way it should be, then, you know, and design it after other successful companies, that it will end up being successful. And there are other people out there, John Maxwell, if you want to be successful in things like business and relationships, make sure you are always around people who are excellent in business and relationships, right? You don't want to find somebody who's a business, let's say novice, or someone who is not doing so well and follow their model. And a lot of us, you know, in order to be accepted into our communities, we will do that. And we can get into that later. But that's not being excellent. Excellence is finding the people at the top of their game, and for you having the vibe that you belong there or that you are on your way there, and you can show it by what you are doing today. And in doing that, you know, I've learned to pursue these things generally for the love of. And I always invite you to learn how to shape your life and to prepare yourself what's to come by using a life model. And we talked in, you know, the beginning episode, episode 1, we talked about flow and the model of having fun, loving the process and organizing with others. But the overreaching practical platform that we use right now is called Deeper. It's D, dream, E, engage, E, environment, P, plan, E, execute, and R, reflect. And then, as we say, you can add another R if you like to. It's repeat, because you have to do this over and over and over again. There's an idea that, you know, things just have a beginning and an end. They really don't. Those things that matter and those things that are long lasting actually have cycles. We'll talk and go into relationships about, you know, understanding the phases of relationships. Are you in the, you know, romance phase? Are you in the conflict phase? Or are you in the commitment phase? But you bounce in between those. And it's the same thing here with Deeper. And some of you all may already have a dream, and that's great. but you may not be engaged in it. So you can start at the engagement process. Or, you know, you may be reflecting upon things that you've done in your life. You may be someone with a little age under and wisdom under your belt. And you may be in the reflection phase of what is next. That is exactly what you're supposed to be doing, no matter what age you are. Because as long as you're breathing, as long as your heart's beating, as long as your eyes are seeing, as long as your ears are hearing, you have somewhere to go and something new to do. Or even, you know, even if it's just chilling. My reflection phase is blank. You know, I'm 90 years old. I've lived a great life. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to chill. That's great. But you need to do it intentionally. That allows you to be in control of the things that are important to you. Most importantly, your life and your feelings and your direction. You know, so people ask me, so why do I need a life model? And, you know, does everybody need a life model? I think that everybody needs some level of a model. If you're building a building, you don't do it without a blueprint, right? And there are proven methods. There is, you know, the inclusion of physics. There's engineering. There's electrical engineering. There's information technology. There's all these different things. There's like a kind of feng shui component. There's a design, interior design component. There's a, you know, the how the design looks. Is it LEED certified, et cetera, et cetera. And building a building. So when you have a company also, you have a model. Hey, we're meeting quarterly. We have to do this on the monthly. We have to do this on the weekly. So why would you do that for your job? Why would you do that if, you know, you have these skyscrapers? I was recently in New York City and like amazed at going to the edge and looking out over everything. And not just that building, but all of the other buildings that are up, that stand up, that, you know, can stand hurricanes. Ida had recently gone through, right? Can withstand the forces of, you know, multiple mile an hour winds that could knock down trees. But wait, how do they do that? They do that with structure. They do that with a model. All those hundreds or thousands of buildings that have been created, you know, around the world, maybe even millions of buildings around the world, the reason that they still stand is because there is a structured model as to how to create a foundation and then build up from there. Businesses are the same way. We have business practices. You have best practices. There are websites. There are classes and best practices. But you don't want to do that with your life. To take it from like Cat Williams, I'm going to say, I'll wait. You explain that one to me. I'll wait. Yeah. And the reason it's quiet is because, yeah, number one, you can't get on this recording of the podcast. But number two is the fact that there is nothing really to say. You must have structure in your life. You must have some level of a model. Now, do you have to do deeper? Absolutely not. But do you need a model? Absolutely. And mine has helped me. It is something that I'm sharing with you. So let's dive in. The first letter in this, and don't forget, you should have your pen. You should have your pad. Also, if you don't have it right now, you should also have your 3M post-it, your big post-it notes, like the 30 by 30 inch post-it notes that you can hang on your wall so that you can see this around your house or your office or have reminders, just like cue cards. So that you remember, hey, wait a minute, did I take time out? Am I engaged? Am I planning properly? So that you can stay involved in deeper. So your pen, paper, markers, 3M stuff, let's go. Dreaming. Hey man, it's plain and simple. The dream must be yours. It cannot be anybody else's but yours. Your life pursuit will be the most passionate thing that you ever do. I have a child that I love with all my heart, but I tell you, I equally love what I do in business and how I have been, let's say, how my business taps into me, seeding into the rest of the world. That is a dream of mine to be able to do that and to make that a reality. Now, do people think I'm crazy with some of the things I do? Well, yeah, I did a TED Talk called Do Things That Make People Say You're Crazy. Why? Because your dream isn't big enough. People aren't saying that it's crazy. How can you be different and be the same? How can you stand out but you do what everybody else does? How can you be unique yet you follow what everybody else does? Now, having a model is one thing, but using that model to build your own infrastructure within your life and within your community and within your family and within your business, that's up to you. So you have to take the time out to get centered. And I'll say that a lot through this entire process. You need to take time to know what you want. You're not going to find it running a million miles an hour. By the way, you're not going to find it behind a door. You're not going to just find it and it's going to hit you outside of the exit sign of somewhere. You're not going to find it necessarily at a bar, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll tell you this, if you take time out to truly connect to everything else around you, you will see the things that actually have impact in your life, that make you tingle, that make you feel brand new. Those things are probably your dreams. And people will say, well, that sounds like passion. Passion is something that you bring to your dream. Even if your dream is to have a good occupation working for someone else, this is not just for entrepreneurs. You know, this is for everybody. You can still bring your passion to something else. Maybe you're an entrepreneur within a company. What is your dream? You need to write that down and you need to stick with it. 2, you need to be engaged. Well, I mean, you know, Marcus, I'm here listening to your podcast. Is that engagement? Absolutely. Engagement is doing the things that you need to do to make sure you're moving forward, to make sure that you know the requirements. You know, if you're going to build buildings, then you need to have the tools and understanding, or at least have a team around you that can provide those services and that level of competency so that you can build buildings. So where you don't have it, you can skill up, but you need to know what skills you need. That takes research. That takes time. I have a dream to be here. Here's what I need to do to get there. Here's the time it's going to take me to put into it. You might want to even make a contract with yourself. Imagine that. To be engaged, how am I going to do this? I'm going to make a contract with me. Hey, me. It's 5 months before we're going to be where we're going to be on this date. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to get there. And here's what we need to do it. I am actually engaging you in a contract. And, you know, I'm just thinking this off the top of my head, but you should write it down. It's just like a retainer. It's just like engaging an attorney for these services. Self, I am engaging you to help me get to this next level, and here are the things that we're going to do, and here's our scope of work. That is something that I am going to take to our seminar with a big smile on my face, but that's something you should have on your whiteboard right now for you to do to be engaged. Next, environment. So I could probably spend a week on environment, but in short, you must have a fertile environment around you. If your dream is a seed, it must be planted into fertile ground. If your ground is infertile, if your ground is asphalt, your dream is not going to be able to catch and then to grow. So what does it mean to have a fertile environment for us? It means that you have constructively critical people in your life. These are the people who tell you yes and they tell you why. And then they may tell you no to something, but they also tell you why. They're not judging of you. I mean, although humans can be judgmental, but in general, they're the ones that push you and are like, yo, look, man, I don't like the way you did that. Here's another way for you to do it. Or, man, that was absolutely amazing. It's one of the greatest things that I've seen because of this. Those are people that you need around you. The next thing is, again, if you need to skill up, you need to get your education, you need to bring people on your team to kind of substitute what you don't have, that's okay too. You may need a therapist, you may need a doctor, you may need a contractor, you may need an accountant to help you organize your business or your family, right? Or your personal life. You know, you may need a coach. You know, you may, as I said, therapist and coach. I believe every individual out here needs a therapist and a coach, one to help you undo so many of the things that we were not taught and humanity has not been taught, you know, from the beginning of time, right? Giving the proper attention, giving the proper acceptance, giving the proper appreciation, giving the proper, you know, affection, giving the proper allowance. You need a therapist to help you go back on that, but that's part of your team. That's part of your environment. Somebody who is professionally objective, meaning that it's really, they don't have a stake in it. And then your coach helps you to make sure that you realize your goals as well and that you're going down the path and pushing you, just like a coach of a football or a soccer team, et cetera, et cetera. Or a good parent, you know what I mean? Good parent is a good coach as well. Now, you need to promote these individuals who are positive in your life. And you need to eradicate people, places, things, and ideas that are taking away from the fertility of the ground in which you need to plant your dream. we don't understand the effect of the people, places, things, and ideas on us, because they really have a mental effect in the beginning, but the long-term effects could be, you know, catastrophic. So we let things go on and on and on, and then it was like, I should have gotten rid of that person, or I should have stopped going to that place, or I should not have had that limiting belief about that. Nix all of those things out of your life, because if not, it is just like a cancer. It will slowly kill you cell by cell. So you have to have a positive and fertile environment. How is your environment right now? Think about that. Next, planning. Okay, Marcus, you know, obviously I'm here. What do you mean to have a plan? Well, look, we're going to have a whole show on planning and what the planning component of deeper is. But having a piece of paper saying where you're going, when you're going to get there, what you're going to use to get there, what you're going to give up to get there, and who you have around you to get there, and how it's going to affect a certain group of people to get there, and who is this really for? Because, you know, you may have a plan for you. I want to do this. I want to go and, you know, I want to go to, let's say, law school, or I want to lose this much weight, and I'm going to do it by this day. I'm going to give up these foods and, you know, these types of drinks and spirits and things like that to make that happen. Then what are the things that you're going to use to get there? Well, I did my research in the engagement part of everything, and I found that I could use, say, P90X, Club Team Beachbody. I only have 10 minutes in the morning. I'm going to do the 10-minute workout. You know, it may be something else. And again, I'm just talking about weight loss, but this applies to everything that you do. You have to have a plan, and it has to be written. And then call your accountability partner, your best friend. Call your mom, your dad. I mean, honestly, now you can go to taskrabbit.com and find somebody who will be your accountability partner to call you to make sure that you stay on your goals for you. I mean, it's amazing right now. Use the technology. Talk into your phone. You can say, hey, Google, remind me this each day. It will set it up for you as a calendar event. Use the tools around you, but it must be written down. And you should have it in multiple places in your house. It can be in your car so that you remember it until, or so that you see it and it jogs your memory until it becomes part of your habit. And that happens over time. But a plan that's not written is simply a dream. Next, executing. Okay, so I've made a dream. I'm engaged in it. I have a fertile environment around me. It's in a written plan. What do I do now? Man, do it. So many of us are so scared to make the mistakes and to look like a failure by trying and then ending up failing that, you know, they don't, we don't pull the trigger. Is failure, is it necessary? Paulo Coelho in The Alchemist, in the foreword of The Alchemist, says, failing is, you know, I don't know whether or not it's necessary or not, but what I will tell you is that it is inevitable. The key to success is falling down and getting up one more time than you fall down. But if you don't pull the trigger, if you don't execute upon it, we will never know. If it's like asking life to dance, asking a person to dance, ask life to dance. If you decide it's the wrong dance, that's okay. But at least you can sit at the steps of somewhere one day and say, man, I was a dancing somebody while I tried to do it. And here's what I learned from it. And then that leads us into the last step, which is reflect. And as you're sitting on those steps, and you look at the concept of reflecting, that allows you to go back over all the things that you've done over time in this process. And you can say, was it the right dream? Did I engage in it properly? Was the environment the proper environment? Did I have the right plan? Did it work? You know, looking at the metrics, looking at your analytics, did I execute upon it properly? And then you say, wait a minute, I had the wrong dream. And that's okay. If you did, because it's your life and it was your dream. And the thing that you don't do is you don't judge yourself on that. You keep on stepping. And by the way, if it was the right dream and you're excited, then it's time for you in the part of the cycle to repeat is to say, okay, well, what's next? And here's something that I want you to take with you. Even if that means that your next step is chilling for a little bit, make it official. I am going to chill right now. I'm going to write a contract with myself through the engagement phase. Here's the scope of my engagement with myself. I'm just going to chill a little bit. I'm going to take more vacations. I'm going to spend more time with the people that I love. I'm going to take a break. Man, even if it's that, I'm not saying that you have to get here and then you have to do something else and then you have to do something else. That is society speaking. That's society telling you that even when you're successful, you have to do more and more and more. That said, if that's what you want to do and that is your dream, dream on, brother. Dream on, sister. This is your life. So, in conclusion, let's go back over it. You have the dream. You're engaged in it. You have a fertile environment full of constructively critical people that you promote when they're positive and you eradicate when they're negative. People, places, things, and ideas as well. You have a written plan that says, here's where I am, here's where I'm going, here's when I'm going to get there, here's what I'm going to use to get there, here's what I'm going to give up to get there, and here's my team of people to help me get there. Then you go do it. You execute upon it. And then finally, you reflect upon the whole process to make sure you're in the right direction. That is your North Star. You are your North Star, but only through doing this can you continue on the straight path, you know, or not straight, whatever path you need to be on. So I'm wrapping it up, and just a couple of questions for you. Just make sure you ask yourself whether or not you've already been going deeper. And if you have, great. But this applies to everything. It applies to business, community, self, family, spirituality, health and wellness, finances, etc., etc. You can use this everywhere you are. It's deeper. Dream, engage, environment, plan, execute, and reflect. I want to know how you're going deeper, though. I want you to go to our e-group on Facebook and share with us, you know, the things that, well, number one, I want you to share whether or not you think deeper is a good model for you. If you have any others to, you know, share with us in our community, please do so. Also, I want to know when and where you are going to apply the deeper model to your life and who you're going to call as your accountability partner. Maybe you work with somebody and you do the deeper model together and you start with self and then you move into family and then you move into, you know, professional and community. But I want to know how you're doing it, because that, you all, going deeper in all of our stuff is how you get your flow on. And this is just a note for you. If you want to get some of this stuff in my audiobook, you can do so at MarcusJohnson360.com or go to www.buyflowbook.com. And that's buyflowbook.com, and flow has no W in it. Also, you know, the music in the background is available for you as well. All of the stuff is music that I've composed and produced and available on the Spotify channel. You can go to MarcusJohnson360.com, listen for that as well. And if you want to chill with either a candle or some flow wine in your glass, you can do that as well. Guess where you can go? At MarcusJohnson360 or www.MarcusJohnson360.com. Well, I'm going to tell you, this is a great time to launch a podcast, because next week begins, I think it's the first week of October. It is National Health and Fitness. Well, no, today is National Health and Fitness Day, and Mental Health Awareness Week is coming up next week. And we have a show on dreaming and going a little bit deeper in on that as well. And once we set the guidelines for this, you all, we're going to go have some fun. And I'll try and bring in some people that can speak to this as well, and maybe some people from our e-group on Facebook. But you know what? I'm excited. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you will share it with friends and tell a friend to tell a friend about what we're doing here. This is the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson, where we talk about all things for the love of you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And always do your flow.